Day one. Never did I imagine I would make it this far. I could be anywhere in the North Sea, anywhere. Chances that I get picked up here by a friendly ship are next to none. I may never get to see my family again. This may be the end. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe by chance I can survive. Maybe I'm only off the coast of Germany, and I get put into a POW camp. That might be even worse than death. I still may never see my family again. I may never get to see my sons married. I may never witness the birth of my grandchildren. I may never see my own wife again. Maybe I'll die quickly out here. Maybe an enemy ship will come by and make this easy. Or maybe I get the utmost privilege of dying a slow, painful death via starvation and dehydration. Maybe this wooden chair gave me a splinter and I couldn't feel it through the adrenaline, and maybe I die of an infection. Maybe I was cut and currently bleeding. Maybe I was concussed. Maybe I am concussed. Am I already hallucinating? Day two. Blank space. Blue sea. Bright sun. Describing things, even simply, is maybe the best thing I can do to maintain my consciousness, my mental presence, my sanity. I didn't sleep much yesterday. Too many thoughts, too much mental presence. But what is there to do? I barely feel anything below my torso, and this monotonous silence is rarely broken by an irregular seagull flying overhead, and I don't understand why this is happening to me, and why couldn't I just have been killed sooner? No. I can't do this. I have to keep my thoughts of death away. I must stay strong. I think my circulation was cut off because of the belt. No wonder I can't feel anything but cold below my stomach. Day 3. I slept longer yesterday. The hunger is setting in. I thought I saw a ship last night, but I was too exhausted and weak to utter a word, much less anything that would get the attention of a cruiser that size. After that, I don't remember anything. Were there any other survivors? Could I have been the only one to escape? Were they put into German encampments? Why am I bothering to contemplate this? Is there anything I can do? Is this some kind of sick, twisted punishment? For what? I served valiantly for 40 years. I witnessed the Great War at sea, and I helped fight global threats. Maybe this is a blessing in disguise. Maybe I was put out here by the divine power of God. Maybe I wasn't praying enough, and I was sent to sea to ask for His almighty assistance. Help me, Lord. Day 4. I woke this morning on a small fishing ship off the coast of Newcastle. Never did I imagine I'd make it through that. There were two other survivors from the encounter I was in, nobody I knew personally. They were part of a similar nearby fleet that assisted after our ship was sunk. It must have been some kind of divine intervention. I'll go back to Ireland. I'll stay with my family. I have to retire. The risk is far too high. No. I'll serve until this war ends, then I'll go back. I have to serve until this is over.